Thank you, everybody. I've got head coach Johan Ackermann. I'm going to open the floor immediately to questions.
Johan, the ball certainly hit you early and hard. Do you think the guys were a bit taken aback, a bit surprised by that start? And then basically you
played
really good catch-up rugby after that.
Yeah, I think the tries that they scored put us on the back foot. You know, again, this whole season we struggled to start well, and some of the games, like on tour, we grinded out and got over the line with wins, but this one we felt short. I think it was in our own hands, the mistakes that we make, like the first line out here in front of the main pavilion where we overthrowed and they went and scored. And then the second try as well was an offload. You know, obviously that is individual decision that worked out where JJ went around and scored. So yeah, that put us on the back foot. So obviously we knew that they're going to come out and get a good start, and they did that. But credit to the guys, you know, in the second half. We won on the scoreboard on the second half, but unfortunately it's over 80 minutes that you have to win.
You're really proud of the way the guys actually fought back and regained the lead. Just in that third quarter, how crucial was it that there weren't many scrums in the first half, but in the second half it seemed to give you guys a bit of a platform to actually squeeze them a bit?
Yeah, I think, you know, we started to get a bit of momentum, and we obviously they had a certain way of defending that we took maybe longer. We didn't do it as well, attacked as well in the first half, and once we got time to change a little bit there on our tactics, it worked for us a little bit better. And the scrum was a part of the base, but you know, again, you know, that's an area where we have to be consistent. There was still the odd scrum, and especially the long penalty of Andre Pollard that we weren't accurate. So it shows that it's a thing that we have to still work on, that we have to get that consistency for 80 minutes. You know, we can't change players or maybe relax in an area because you think it's going well.
I guess the game was screaming for somebody on your side who could dictate that pace, someone like Lionel Mapua. How badly did you miss him?
Yeah, I think Lionel, you know, would have probably enjoyed the game with the amount of line breaks and stuff that there was. But I mean, I must be honest, you know, I think Harold and Howard really played well tonight, you know, taking that it's the first game together as a combination. But I mean, a quality player like Lionel that's got X factor and that loves to do the offloads and to have a can break tackles probably could have made a difference. But if you look in general how the game went, I think, you know, the opportunities were there. One, we didn't play well enough in the first half, and second half, when we took the lead, you know, there was the one odd mistake that crept in that gave the ball away. For example, when Pierre caught the ball, and obviously that was a 50-50 thing that we decided maybe not at the right time to do it, but that's the, you know, we're never going to fault the players. And I've always challenged the players, you know, to play with their hearts, and that's what they did, and therefore I can't fault Harold and Howard. Yeah, no, I mean, obviously, except for the Cheetahs, all the other games that we play is teams in the top seven, top six, you know, so that shows you the amount of rugby that's still lying ahead and the quality of the teams that we're going to play against, you know. So Highlanders is going to be a massive challenge. I think they're going to have high confidence on the way they're playing and the way they punish the Sharks. So another big game for us, and, you know, and we have to juggle that with players going to the Springboks as well. So that's going to be challenging. If we get them tired back, I don't know, you know, we'll see. We'll overcome that hurdle when we only get them back on Thursday. So, you know, we'll see. So it is a massive challenge for us lying ahead.
Because players have often, just in the course of chatting or talking to us, they've often mentioned the great Ackers half-time team talk. That sparks, that revival. What did you say this time in the dressing room? Because the Lions came out firing in that second 40.
Believe it or not, tonight I said nothing. So, you know, so I just felt it. I just felt, you know, there was they know me. They know, I think they can read my body language, and they know if I'm not happy with certain things. And I think they saw that, and obviously, like I said, to me, I'm willing to lose as long as every player, you know, play with passion and commitment. And I think that's what they did, so I can't fault them on that. But yeah, it's sometimes you just have a gut feeling if you have to say something or not. And tonight was one of those nights where we spoke tactically, especially Swayze and JP on the defence. We spoke tactically, but from a motivational side, I absolutely said nothing.
Yeah, it's always difficult in such a free-flowing, open game as that. But did you think maybe that the guys turned over a bit too much possession at the rucks in that?
First off, we were poor. Even ball in hand, I think Acker lost a few, Jockey lost a few. Every contact we lost the ball. We looked, you know, a bit nervous and yeah. But credit to the Bulls. I mean, they played a good game tonight, especially that first half. I think they actually also, you know, spread the ball, played with a lot of freedom, and that was good to see, you know. And I think they punished us on every mistake that we make, every lineup that we lost, every 50-50 ball in the air that we lost. They were clinical to finish that off.
Did you expect the Bulls to go that wide that early in the game? You know, they played quite expansively to the fringes quite early in the game.
No, we probably thought they'll be a little bit conservative. You know, obviously for our thought process was that they're going to want to win the game, obviously, before they go on tour. So they will start a little bit more conservative, try to push us, play the territory game. They're always good in the lineouts to put us under pressure there. They've got quality lineout players, obviously, with Victor there. And then we recognised that they in for a running game tonight. But I think that was part of why that was a good game. You know, I think the tries in general from both sides was quality tries. So yeah, I think it was a nice game to come and watch as a supporter.
Just very quickly, the injury status of Kutsia.
Robbie, he couldn't run comfortable with his calf yesterday. So we hopefully the. You know, he's going to off to the box, so hopefully they'll manage him there and see, and we'll get a report back from that medical staff on how his progress is. But at this stage, we were confident that he will be next week. You know, he'll be available for next week. But if he doesn't settle down by Sunday, I'm sure between the two doctors, they will probably want to scan him and see if there's any muscle injury there. Yeah, he's definitely growing, you know. To think that where he was, you know, a year or two ago, and where the level that he's playing now, and the maturity that he shows, you know, last year he was very excited, but he made a few errors around his tackling, around his passing accuracy, and he sorted that out. He works a lot on that, so that area is really improved, and he's, you know, he's always looking for opportunity to attack, so that's great for us. And, you know, hopefully it will keep on for us, you know. But I think credit to him and also, you know, that it took a lot of work, but he's doing well. And I think, you know, obviously the pack also, if they play well, that it will help Fof. And I think a guy like Jaco Kriel was exceptional tonight.
Final questions, please.
Because are you at all concerned about instead of South African teams, when you look at the overall long and super happy at how the number of points they've accumulated is behind of what the New Zealand teams are, especially in a year like this one?
Yeah, I think I'm not, I won't say I'm, you know, concerned. I think we play a different kind of game. And if I say that, I know we played a good game tonight, you know, there was good tries and running rugby, but I think still the physical at ruck time and at scrums and mauls is different with the New Zealand side. So when those sides play each other, it's almost as if there's a, you know, it's a free for all, and therefore there's a lot of turnover tries and a lot of, you know, almost sevens kind of play. And the moment they play us and we, you know, put a different pressure on them, I think it's much closer. So I think if we played each other twice like the South African sides did, I think the scores, the general scores would have been down, and the amount of points that they scored. That's just my gut feeling on the way that I think it will go. I think they obviously back their skill there a lot, and a lot of those things come off for them. And therefore, if you look at the bonus points, even the side like the Blues is on 6 or 7 or 8 bonus points, but they have only won 2 games. So they definitely, you know, got a different mindset there. But I think we showed tonight, and I still believe there's, if you look at the talent in South Africa, if you look at the quality of players at the Sharks and the Stormers and at the Cheetahs, I still believe the best South African sides, you know, can compare with them. And especially if you put them in a Springbok jersey, you know, I think they can compare.
Thank you. And the Cheetahs have given Nainika worst sleepless nights.
Yeah, I think it's a difficult, you know, Heineken will obviously has rewarded players. If you look at Pfaff and Elton and Francois Venter and those guys, so he has rewarded players that played well. But then again, you know, it gives them opportunity to work with that players in the next few days. But I think, you know, at the end of the day, you've got a certain plan in place. You've worked with players over the last 3 years, and if those players are available, it will be difficult if you've invested in them for so much, so long, now suddenly to change and to go into a World Cup, and you hope that player, you know, is going to bring that style to the team. So I think, you know, it's good. I think it's good for him to see what we've got available, but it's up to him and his fellow management to decide if they're risking to change a player now, you know, to say, well, that player that has played for us for the last 3 years has definitely fell behind the new guys who pick up, and obviously only him and will know that especially the next few months, you know. You never know what's going to happen up until before the World Cup, injuries wise, etc.
Thank you, everybody.